Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you very much, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday after practice, tight end Owen Daniels, who leads the Texans with 5 touchdown receptions in 2009, answered questions at his locker about this game coming up with the Bills and much, much more.
Buffalo's worst run defense in the league. If you guys are ever going to have a breakout running game, would this be the time? Should it be?
We'd like to get it going. Like I said, helps that if you say they have the league's worst rush defense, I mean, we still get things going. If we can't get things going against them, then obviously we have a lot of things to fix. But we're not going to get away from the pass if we don't have to.
The wind right now, the forecast has gone from like 20 to 9 mile an hour, which is not hardly any at all. It's a lot worse out here. If there's no wind up there, you think you'd make the passing game work like it always does?
I hope so. I mean, it's in our game plan every week. We want to be able to throw it. Obviously, we want to be able to run it. We're going to commit to both. But I like to get our yards per carry up. But definitely, if the weather permits, we're going to, do what we usually do.
Matt is averaging 373 yards passing on the road. You're averaging 438 yards total. He's got 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. How do you? And it goes back to when he came back last year, except for the bad game.
Okay.
How do you account for him and you guys throwing the ball with such success on the road?
Oh man, I think we at some point last year we realized we need to be better on the road, and then that was a big focus this offseason if we want to be a playoff team. We couldn't be 2-6 on the road. It just wasn't going to get it done. So, I think it's a little bit of a different focus when it's just, it's 45 guys out there in the field that are dressed playing. I think we're doing a lot better job of protecting the mat, and, that helps on the at home, and especially on the road, when it's a little more hostile. So, doing a lot of good things to support him.
Why do you think that y'all haven't run the ball better?
That's a good question. I mean, we're working at it. I think last year we started out a little slow running the ball, and it picked up as the year went along. Hopefully that'll be the case this year. But it's been all right since we have been so successful throwing the ball. But I'm sure we're going to get in some situations where, whether it's the weather or the defense just has our number, we're going to need to get that run going, and we've got to get it started this week.
Andre's been in there. He says he's going to play. How important is it for you as an offense to have him in there?
Extremely important. He's a big focus for defenses to worry about. When he's not in there, things are a little different. We experienced that a couple years ago. So we need our playmaker in there to help us out win this game.
How about him coughing up blood? He doesn't seem concerned. You as a player, would you wig out if you coughing up blood?
I would be really concerned. I've never had that happen, so it would freak me out definitely, yeah.
We asked Andre about you, and he said your nickname isn't awesome for nothing. So can you tell us, do you know how you got that nickname?
I think Kyle Shanahan sent something in a meeting, like, last training camp. I don't know if I ran a good route or something. He just used the word awesome, and, Vontae is going to run with that thing. So I think I'll blame it on Vontae for the nickname sticking.
Hey, have you noticed defense is changing the way they approach you and trying to take you out of the offense since your numbers have been so good this year?
That's a good question. I don't think it's hard to really focus on. I mean, if you want to take one guy away in coverage, it's hard to do that to people on both sides of the field. So I think I'm definitely benefiting from people focusing on Andre, and obviously he's a huge threat to, he'll have 10 catches a game every game. So I think, myself and Kevin and Steve, when he's out there, David as well, we're definitely beneficiaries of Andre playing so well and being such a good player.